Now, Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Hello, everybody. Kim has a bad case of laryngitis today, so my lovely co-host Melanie will be chewing on the headlines with me. Hello, Melanie.
Hello, Dr. Friedman. Thank you so much.
That's great. Yeah, now this first one's right up your alley because you are an exercise physiologist, so I'm curious about your opinion on this. It's called Eat, Sweat, Repeat, Work Off Your Meal While You Eat It. That's right. The trend has started at a London restaurant that has customers exercising between each course. The restaurant called Steam promises to deliver zero-calorie dining experience while making you sweat for your supper. During your meal, you also sit on a vibrating seat pad, which helps you burn off even more calories. Being shaken during dinner, I'll tell you, Melanie, you better bring your Pepto-Bismol.
I swear, Dr. Friedman, you know, to me, that sounds like a very unappetizing meal. Either I'm exercising or I'm eating. I don't need to do both at the same time. Remember the old wives' tale, don't go swimming for half an hour after you eat?
Oh,
it's okay to walk after a meal, but not during it.
Yeah, can you imagine, you know, my thinking is most restaurant meals are over 1,000 calories. That's a lot of calories to try to burn off in a 90-minute meal, and that's how long they have you for this experience. It's 90 minutes. But, Melanie, imagine going to a staff lunch and having your coworkers' sweat land in your soup, not to mention the whiff of the guy's BO at the next table.
Really? Did you have to go there?
Well, I'm thinking that it does work because you'll eat less calories because you'll lose your appetite. So there's another way to lose weight. Just sit next to the smelly guy doing jumping jacks.
You know, and I don't know how good it is for digestion in any case, because when you're, you know, walking after a meal does help the digestion, but if you do some exercise, then you sit back down and eat some more, and then do some exercise.
Yeah.
I think you're turning your digestive system on and off because it has to re-regulate for your exercise.
You bring a good point. Gimmicks aside, you do have to look at the nervous system, and the body has two autonomic nervous systems. One's called the parasympathetic, and one's the sympathetic. The parasympathetic is responsible for rest and digest, and that happens when you're relaxed and mellow. Now, sympathetic nerves control your fight or flight. That's the adrenaline phase, which, of course, you use during exercise. And when your body is in the exercise mode, you made up a good point there, it inherently stops digesting food, which goes back to our ancestors. If a lion was chasing a caveman, his full attention would be on his heart, his lungs, and his leg muscles to get away, not to digest that day's lunch.
Well, sure, you know? Yeah. I mean, and that's the whole point of that. And when they talk about digestion and exercise and walking after a meal, that's good, and it does aid it. But if you were trying to pick one or the other, your body can't do both really at the same time.
Can't do both, and they're not wired the same. That's why you're best to run. But yeah, walk, a nice slow walk, but not a brisk jog right after you're eating. You know, especially eat some something with carbonation or drink some carbonated water.
You'd get
soda.
Sick to your stomach anyway. Besides,
yeah. So we both agree: don't mix exercise and eating. It's not the best thing to do. Afterwards, fine, but not during. So that's great. Our next topic comes from NBC News. Researchers have created a new hybrid grapefruit to avoid common dangerous interactions with prescription drugs. As healthy as grapefruits are, mixing them with 85 medications can increase their potency, leading to serious and even fatal side effects. In fact, Melanie, a patient of mine, took her statin drug with grapefruit juice, and she had to be taken by ambulance to the hospital. So,
well, it's a really dangerous thing, and it's a new, and I know you don't want to use big words, but the furanocoumarins are what's in grapefruit, and they block the enzyme that breaks down medications. For listeners that don't understand really what happens with grapefruits and medication, so it can make the medication build up to toxic levels.
Toxic levels. But you know what, Melanie? Hybrid grapefruits to the rescue. They have no negative drug interactions, so scientists have created these little Frankenstein grapefruits. And normally I'm not fond of scientists playing God, but you know, for this particular exception, it's pretty interesting. You know, what's your take on hybrid grapefruits to allow people to enjoy grapefruits that normally can't because they're on medications?
Well, if they're, so are they genetically modified? Is that what they are?
Yeah, they're creating them with their little, you know, the little white coats. So they're basically, I don't know if they're basically combining two to get rid of that one specific enzyme. But, you know,
I mean, I would be willing to try them with my heart patients. And I'd certainly, if they taste the same and they don't have any weird chemical things in them, but they're just a hybrid to get out, you know, those
right.
you know, enzyme blockers, then what the heck? Why not try them?
Yeah, they actually say they taste sweeter. They're actually supposedly better than the original taste. So, you know, my thinking is, like you said, if they're on medications that prohibit them from being able to enjoy grapefruits, grapefruit's a great fruit. These hybrid options could be a great option. However, as for people not on any medications like myself or you, I think God put grapefruits on the earth to be grapefruits, like he created them. So, you know, the medications having these counteract interactions are created by chemists in laboratories. So our great-grandparents weren't on these medications, so eating grapefruits naturally had no downside.
Well, and I think that that's the whole point. And really, if you're on these medications, you certainly could try those grapefruit, Dr. Friedman. But really, I mean, I can't eat broccoli because it really upsets my stomach. And as much as I love it, I just, it's one food that I just sort of steer clear of because it upsets me. So you could just steer clear of grapefruit, too.
Yeah.
But you know, grapefruit has some if you're going to be on those medications.
No, that's true. I mean, you've got oranges, and oranges doesn't have that enzyme. People say, why is oranges not the same effect, or lemons? They don't have that enzyme. So, yeah, you can go with another citrus. But if you're a grapefruit lover, and you can have them, they're really good. They got vitamin A, C. They've had lycopene, which is great for the heart. But, of course, if you have a concern about mixing your grapefruit with your medication, just contact your doctor or pharmacist. They can answer your question. A lot of people think, I didn't even know this. I better find out. Well, a quick call to the local pharmacist will tell you if it's good or bad.
Absolutely. Your pharmacist is a great resource for that, for all kinds of things, medical interactions.
Definitely. We may have time for a third chew-on. Measure up or pay up. Michelin imposes a fine for being overweight. Employees lose $1,000 of pay if they fail to achieve baseline requirements for BMI, blood pressure, glucose levels, triglycerides, and waist size. Employees who refuse to voluntarily turn over their medical information lose the full $1,000. Wow. What's your opinion on that? Should employees be employers be allowed to punish people for their poor health?
That's crazy. I don't know what I think about this, but I will say that their mascot isn't their mascot, the Michelin Man, and
yes,
all of his little roly-poly bits
that's
of
a
fat.
Good point.
I can't believe you didn't even mention that with your sense of humor, Dr. Friedman. But, I mean, think about their mascot is this fat roly-poly thing, and yet...
Yes.
I mean, really, it's a little irony, isn't it?
Well, I think people that work at Michelin are getting very tired, pun intended.
Okay, see, yeah, there we go.
I had to throw one in there. I couldn't let you down. But, you know, I think that other factors sometimes are at play, like genetics, environmental issues. So there's things out of their control. I don't think they should be penalized and taking away money they've worked for. I mean, they've put in a lot of hours to get that. So, you know, I think it may have some merit, but I don't know if they should be allowed to have that type of control.
Well, it is certainly a bit of extra control makes them a little sound like control freaks. I wonder if it's going to backfire and people are going to, you know, whether they're going to want to lose weight and not fork up the $1,000 or whether it's going to backfire on them and people are going to say, you know, this is a little too much intrusion into my, I mean, I get the idea. I think they're probably trying to, but there could be a more positive reinforcement way instead of such a negative reinforcement.
I think anybody that's unhealthy is going to ask for $1,000 annual raise and then just get hired and say, who cares?
And yeah, nobody ever, you know, nobody says you can train kids with the negative reinforcement. I don't know that you can train your employees with that really either. So
yeah, honestly, I think they should do the opposite. I think they should give them $1,000 reward if they hit certain goals, not take their money away that they've worked
that's
for.
That's what I'm saying. Positive reinforcement, a reward. Get your weight down, get your blood pressure in check, and we'll give you a reward. That's much better, Dr. Friedman.
Much better. All right. Well, that concludes another Chew on This segment. Remember, if you find any topics in the headlines that you want us to cover, you can reach us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And you can stay in touch with Kim on Twitter at SkinnyB and tell her you missed her today and wish her well. You can Twitter me at Dr. David Friedman. If you heard something that could benefit someone that you know that couldn't attend or listen in, direct them to toyourgoodhealthradio.com and they can listen to a podcast of the show. Don't go away. More health tips to enhance your life coming up next after this short break. Don't go away.